Best 5 minutes of the day, and Jason Cans on the line from jasoncans.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Didn't have our usual Saturday breakfast together this week.
We did not. It was just Ed and I this weekend.
Yeah. So what did you, did you order oatmeal?
I did order oatmeal this weekend.
What did you do with your raisins?
I actually gave them back to Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what else to do with them.
Yeah, so I wasn't there to.
I didn't want to waste them. You weren't there to take them. Yeah. So.
Okay, you could have brought them home for the birds.
Back to the kitchen. I could have, that's true.
All right.
Okay. That's true, I could have done that.
So I was giving my testimony at the church men's breakfast, and I don't know, I heard there's an opportunity, and I felt like the Holy Spirit was like, you could do that. And I was kind of like, I can't hear you. And then, so, you know, went forward, did that for the first time in a long time. And it's a good thing. And yet also, I mean, there's a certain sense in which it's kind of like, here's my good, my bad, my ugly before and after I was a Christian. And that's, you know, talk about spiritual warfare. We look for spiritual warfare. How about spiritual warfare within ourselves, huh?
Yeah, you know, I wonder if that's where a lot of that takes place, if we're paying attention, right? And I think it's the call to be authentic, the call to be whole, and we resist that. It's easy to say no, or to try to say no. I don't know if it's easy to actually say no, but I think we walk away or try to walk away from that when we can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Martin Luther King Day today.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got, here's a soundbite of him right here.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Quite the order, for sure.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think I had a friend of mine who said that he is not going to post on social media today, but only going to spend his time reflecting on things Martin Luther King Jr. shared. And he's going to read through letter from a Birmingham jail. And I thought, you know, that's a good thing.
That's great.
Probably,
yeah.
I haven't read through that again now for a while, probably a couple of years, and should probably do that again.
I think it was a college assignment, and I don't think I probably read through the whole thing even then. So that's a great idea. I've got like a collection of his sermons somewhere, or at least I have had in my book collection, which has traveled internationally. So you never know where a book is. And some other great quotes from him here this morning. The time is always right to do what is right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
Right. I was going to say that I actually quote him in Letters to the Beloved.
What do you quote him from?
And in the Romans 12 section, I say, returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars.
Hmm.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Yeah, that's... And that comes from... is that from Letter to Birmingham Jail?
From loving your enemies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of great things, Martin Luther King. I like to read the chapter from Philip Yancey, Soul Survivor, raised in a racist church in the South. You just listened to his memoir. I mean, and so that chapter one is Martin Luther King helped his faith survive growing up in that racist Southern church. All right. We're closing out Philippians 1:28-30 today. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it says, do not be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this struggle together. You've seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of it.
Read that first sentence again, because on Martin Luther King Day, there's nothing you could read that would be more appropriate.
Right. Says, do not be intimidated in any way by your enemies.
Well, just think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. I just think about the fire hose and everything in terms of the nonviolent protest.
Right.
You write in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you will meet many who oppose the good news. Do not be afraid of them. None of their verbal or physical assaults can cause any lasting damage. When my holiness confronts people, they rage against the reality that goodness and evil cannot coexist in my kingdom. At the same time, allow their opposition to be an encouragement to trust that both salvation and suffering are gifts. Until my kingdom comes in the fullness of its glory, suffering will continue to happen in big and small ways. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, as I read through that again, I think that we encounter that, right? And Martin Luther encountered that there were a lot of people who opposed the message that God is reconciling all things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think we're going to run into that outside of the church. We're going to run into that from people inside the church. And I think to continue to trust that God is in the process of making all things whole and to continue the work.
Mm. Some things jump out at me, but one of them further in there at the same time, allow their opposition to be an encouragement to trust that both salvation and suffering are gifts. Jason, thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
That sounds good.
Good morning and happy Wet Monday. Here's a couple of jokes. Hopefully that'll brighten your day. And two, it's important to remember spring is only like 60 days away. Yahoo! Mark your calendars, everyone. First off, what do monsters eat? Fish and chips. And also, what do you call a bear without ears? Have a happy Monday and stay happy. Bye. God bless you.
Oh, man. Thank you, Sherry from Whitehall, for continuing to bring the fun here on this Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB.
Two big things I want to highlight in a weekend recap. Not one of which is, I did predict the Vikings would go down. So you did hear it here
yes.
on Friday's show right at the end. But the two things, one, sharing my testimony at a men's breakfast at church on Saturday. So always great for a number of guys to get together, singing songs, you know, out loud, praising the Lord. But, you know, it's kind of tough giving your testimony. I mean, you kind of share the good, the bad, and the ugly before you came to Christ, the challenges you faced afterward. So got some good feedback and appreciate that opportunity. Bill Moline and company doing a great job with the men's ministry there at Valley Brook and Eau Claire. The other thing is I like to go into the kitchen, do a little cooking
sure.
on the weekend. So I've been saving recipes to my phone I find on Facebook. And so I thought Saturday, and I'm like, well, how about some homemade sloppy Joe mix? You know,
okay.
You can get the canned stuff, but I went ahead and I don't know. And sometimes when it comes to looking for things, I just don't go far enough. So I thought with this particular recipe, I thought, well, there seems to just be written description and not actually specifications. So they wanted a little tomato sauce, some ketchup, some mustard, and a little brown sugar. And, well, I was just at the tail end of the mustard, so I thought, well, let's just finish off the mustard. But then I'm like, this is just wrong. I mean, there's just too much mustard in here. So, of course, I'm like, add some more ketchup and keep adding brown sugar, and it'll be fine. And anyhow, it did turn out fine, but my wife later scrolls down the recipe. She's like, here's the specifications. It only needed a teaspoon of mustard.
See, that's the tough thing about those recipes that you find online,
right.
The food bloggers and such, because they give you your life story or their life story before ever telling you what the actual recipe is.
I somehow thought the specifications weren't even there.
And there's 16 ads before you ever get down there as well. But it was good. It turned out well.
Yeah, it turned out. Even Elena had seconds, so thank you.
There you go. Well, Friday night, enjoyed some family time, some pizza and time with the kids. And then Saturday, a good portion of the day was taken up by going to broadcast on our sister station, WOGO, up to Bloomer High School. Thank you for their hospitality. And an overtime victory, Chippewa Falls McDonald beat Bloomer in a really competitive, exciting game. So did that. Watched a little football on Saturday as well. Watched a little football on Sunday. Nora was under the weather yesterday, so she and I spent a lot of time together. It was my father-in-law's shout-out to Steve Lindbergh. Shout-out to him for his 70th birthday. And so baby Teddy and Lindsay and Cooper went to that birthday party, and I stayed and cuddled with Nora. And so some good daddy-daughter time there. And tried to be helpful around the house, too. But once again, I realized, how in the world does my wife get so much done in the time allotted? Because by the time she got home, I thought, man, I have not accomplished much at all other than keeping our child alive.
Yeah. All right, Make Us Laugh Monday on this Blue Monday, and trying to lift your spirits here on this difficult day for a variety of reasons. So here we go. A woman was taking an afternoon nap And after she woke up, she told her husband, "I just dreamed that you gave me a pearl necklace. What do you think it means?" "You'll know tonight," he said. So that evening, the man came home with a small package and gave it to his wife. Delighted, she opened it, only to find a book entitled The Meaning of Dreams.
Oh, that's great.
Well, my first one, why did the crab cross the road?
Why?
It didn't. It used the sidewalk.
Ah. Okay. There you go. Hey, you know, Caleb, I have a civil engineering joke this morning.
Really?
Yeah, but it's still under construction.
Oh, goodness. Well, when I turned 16, my dad told me it was time to go get a job. He said, when I was your age, my very first job, I worked with over 500 people under me. I said, wow, did you work in some big corporation? He said, no, I mowed the lawn in a cemetery.
Wow, okay. I knew I was going somewhere with that. Hey, Caleb, I got an economics joke for you this morning.
Wow, civil engineering and economics. Hit me with it.
Yeah, but it's not in demand.
And one more here on the Wib Wake Up Show. I bought my friends an elephant for their room. Really? They said, thank you. I said, please don't mention it.
The elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, goodness. Awesome. Wow, man, I really struck out with Halva, but hopefully some of you thought they were decent today.
I had
today.
To think about that one. Yeah, right. Well, today is Blue Monday. Yeah, it's Martin Luther King Day, and we've been working in some quotes from the great orator and civil rights leader. But it's also Blue Monday, supposedly, Caleb, the most depressing day of the year.
Yeah, and a combination of different factors mm-hmm. make it so.
Yeah, the cold, dreary, cloudy days of January often bring a bad case of the blues. The sun sets at a ridiculously early time, although every day a little bit later.
Yes.
The excitement of the holiday season is over. We're back to work, school, or whatever our usual routine. And there's not a festive gathering in sight. And a lot of people looking at a credit card bill that's going, wow. Maybe I should have thought twice on that.
Yeah, heating bills really aren't helping uh-huh. things either. Again, I've mentioned this, teased this a little bit. Be listening by this weekend. You'll hear what Wib okay. is going to do about that to help you all out. So,
yeah, I know I can struggle with this some. I sure. love the sunshine. I just am a different person. I can get the sunshine, the blue skies, and it's they're far less often this time of the year. So it is today, Blue Monday, and so one of the things they say is, even if it's not sunny, go outside.
Sure.
And that's so one of the things you can do to try to help yourself on this. And if you have one of those lights, those are great,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
you
know? Those ones that kind of simulate the sun, too.
Yes.
Fresh air and uh-huh. sunshine, if you can get it. I know there might not be a lot of sunshine out there today.
Right.
But, yeah, you can get some fresh air and, I don't know, some fresh raindrops as
and people.
Well.
It helps, you know, people. Connect
sure.
with friends, something like that. 4 to 6% of people, they say, suffer from winter depression. Another 10 to 20% have mild, sad symptoms, seasonal affective disorder. And apparently it's 4 times more common in women than men.
Well, there you go. So be on the lookout. Maybe especially, I'm going to put this out there as an introvert, put this out there to you extroverts as well, too. You're already great at caring for people, looking out for people. Maybe do it a little bit extra today. And we introverts realize that sometimes it's okay to strike up a conversation with people. It might actually help.
There's just something about this song, Caleb.
So many views on YouTube.
Yeah. A British Columbia business owner is trying a novel way to keep his storefront safe, secure, and clean overnight. Yeah, what's he doing?
Before leaving for the day, Nyla Fresh Thread owner Leon Drzuki begins playing the viral children's song Baby Shark on the speaker outside his storefront.
Yeah, the 1-minute, 20-second song then plays over and over and over for hours between the store closing and reopening the next morning.
The speaker is focused to the store's large alcove, meaning little noise extends out into the surrounding area. That's nice.
So Drzwicki was initially planning to play heavy metal music, but opted for Baby Shark, so not to be a nuisance himself.
But I guess it's a theft deterrent?
Yeah.
Must be working well for him because he's continued to do it. British Columbia, some interesting ideas up north of the border.